Father, we thank you again. As always, the entrance of your word, we know, brings light and gives us understanding. Cause that light to shine in our hearts this morning for us to understand what the Spirit is saying to the church, even at this time. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you for a new year. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Well, welcome again. So the message for this new year from the Lord's perspective to us, as you can see in the title of the room, and the words he gave me were Quantum Leap 2024. And I said, what in the world is that? You know, so I had to look up the word quantum, or the phrase quantum leap, and I said, well, what is he talking about? And then the Lord began to give me insight. And you know, then I looked up, when I heard the word quantum leap, then I looked up 2024 to see if it was by any chance a leap year. I thought in my head, well, that number should be divisible by 4, so let me check it out. So, and I did. And indeed, it is a leap year. And I said, wow. You know, so that's a double confirmation right there. But I'll tell you what that's all about in a minute. And that's the word for this year. Quantum Leap 2024. Don't forget it. Let it be etched in your mind, in your spirit. Now, as we closed out last year, we covered, and I did send out the article on the things, the enemies that must not go with us to 2024. Let me dwell on that for just a minute in this perspective. Now, that enemy and the devil, now the devil is our enemy, right? So all those things are from the camp of the enemy, but he's going to come after you in each one of those categories. I mean, just because we said they're not going with us into this year, well, that's our declaration. And we put them away and we say, you're not coming along with us. And so we did that, and that was a good thing. But the way the devil works, just so everybody understands, he only goes away for a season. He's going to keep coming back, and you're going to have to keep beating him down and casting him out. That's why the Lord gave us those scriptures. So he is going to come after you in each one of those categories that we talked about. But you got the victory already, and you're going to put him where he belongs. That's out and under your feet. And you're going to push down his head and pummel him down every time he comes up against you. So that's what it's all about for 2024. The victories are already assured. And we must go forward this year in style and in victory. And the Lord is going to give us good success in all those areas. And for those of you that had a chance, and if you haven't, please do so, to look at that write-up. It's a special writing. There's an antidote for each one of those things. All the enemies that will not go with us, and the antidote for them, and the scriptures to help us through the year. So make sure you always have those handy. As a matter of fact, it should always be handy on your phone. The devil tries to come out in one way, send him out 7 ways. Amen. The Lord said, the eternal God is thy refuge. Deuteronomy 33:27. And underneath are his everlasting arms. And he said, look, he's going to thrust out the enemy from before you and tell you to destroy them. So all those enemies are thrust out already, and we must keep destroying them. Every time they come up, gotta keep destroying them. For instance, let's just take one of them. Sickness and disease may raise its ugly head again. That always happens. Well, you're going to have to give the devil a black eye in that area. Don't even put up with it. You know, sorrow and affliction and all these things may try to raise their head. Don't even put up with it. Hallelujah. So that was then. This is now. But this is the word for 2024. Quantum Leap 2024 was what the Lord said. And here is what I want to share with us. You know, a quantum leap, according to dictionary, I looked it up and said, well, it's a huge or sudden increase or advancement of something. So, you know, that's exactly what this is all about. And I'm going to leave a lot of time for testimonies in this room already. So I'm going to not speak very long. But today, I want to tell you that the word that the Lord wants for us to bear in mind is that something that the Lord is going to do for us and keep doing for you in 2024 is to propel or catapult you, you know, or cause you to leap forward to attain something you previously could not. I mean, something that just didn't seem possible. You know, so that's a word. It just doesn't seem, didn't seem possible. And some will leap, some will fly, but some will experience a quantum leap. And some people already started to since we were talking about it throughout last year on the Emerge, some people started to express that already. But that was only the beginning, and it's going to continue much through this year. Now, that's for us. That's not for the world. You know, God did not send me to minister to the world. You know, some people have, everybody has their own roles. Well, that's fine. You know, this here is for the people of God. So, and God is going to, those that believe it, especially our people here on this platform and our people, you know, from GMI Church. And sometimes I tell the people, I say, look, I'm not a pastor to all the world, you know, so, but, you know, right here, you know, Paul said one time, he said, look, I may not be an apostle to others because they were questioning his apostleship. He said, but for you guys, because the seal of my apostleship, you are in the Lord. And he said, and another time he said, look, you guys may have 10,000 instructors, but you don't have many fathers because I have begotten you through the gospel. You know, so everybody has their own responsibilities. So right here is what the Lord has given me. That's my responsibility. And Jesus said, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. You know, and I try to exercise myself in the same. You know, spend time to say, Lord, you know, for these our people on the platform and our people at the church, you know, this is my sphere of influence currently. If God wants to change that, that's up to him. I said yes already. But right now, this is all I got. You guys are all I got. So I put my soul, my spirit, and all of it into it to hear from the Lord for you. My family, of course, also included in that, to pray for you, and etc. And, you know, sometimes when I'm spending several days seeking the Lord, I just can't sleep. I don't know what it is. You know, so, well, I'll be laying on the bed and just be praying. And I'm thinking of everybody that is in this space. And just praying, you know, for the Lord to be with you throughout this new year. Now, it's a long journey. Actually, this year we have 366 days. Because February has 29 days, making it a leap year. Well, and the Lord said that he will give us and this is for those who can really believe it, a quantum leap experience. What does that mean? So, here is some illustration that I gave on Crossover Night. I said, well, if you are going to jump over a 5-foot-tall hurdle, you can't do it. How in the world are you going to scale over a 10-story building? It's similar to what Jeremiah 12 and 5 says. Look, if you have, you know, run against footmen and you're weary, how in the world are you going to contend with horses? I mean, but this is the answer to that. You know, if in the land of peace, you're weary, what are you going to do when all hell breaks loose? You know, Jordan overflows his banks at certain times of the year. What are you going to do during that time? Well, this is the answer to that. What that means is, look, when you have been struggling, even little things, your mind and the devil will tell you exactly what Jeremiah 12, 5 says. But it will tell you in a negative way. The devil will tell you, look, you couldn't even do this. How are you going to do that? That's what he'll tell you. Your answer will be Quantum Leap 2024. That's it. So I got 3 words for you from the Lord. Take that, Satan. Boom, boom, boom. And you give it to him like that. You know, that's right. Zechariah 4 and 6 says, look, it's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by power. But it's going to happen. But how is it going to happen? Well, by my spirit, saith the Lord. And so that's the key thing. But the underlining concept, which I am going to try to drive through us throughout this year, is believe, believe, believe. The scripture says, well, because I believe, therefore I have spoken. Well, you must believe. You know, one time Paul was faced with a possibility of shipwreck and loss of lives and different things and so forth. Well, and the angel of the Lord stood by him one of the nights and said, you know, there shall be no loss of life. But here's what they must do. You know, they must stay in the ship. They can't, if they jump ship, you know, well, that's not going to work for them. Stay in the ship. And Paul came out and said, sirs, I believe God. You know, belief is so critical. This is what the Lord told me, angel of the Lord. But you guys must stay in the ship. You can't jump ship. You know, some people get frustrated at the Lord and they try to jump ship. That's not going to work. You got to stay in the ship. Except they stay in the ship, they cannot be saved. So, and except you stay with the program, you cannot experience this thing that the Lord is promising us for this year. But many will experience it. And throughout the year, we're going to be hearing testimonies. And don't wait until December 31, 2024 to come and give us testimony here. You know, as you are experiencing these things, come and tell us to inspire others. Bible says, let's provoke one another unto, you know, love and good works. You know, let's provoke. My goodness, when you hear, my God, this is what the Lord said. He's doing it already. That will energize somebody else to believe God. And it's going to, as for me and my house, we're believing God. I gathered all my children together the last day of the year. Well, that's our tradition anyway. You know, gathered in the house, you know, and before we went for the crossover service. And we went through some of this stuff. And I said, well, you know, in my mind, I was like, pray for everybody. As I always do. Release some good stuff for everyone. Those who could not be there because they're away or whatever. Got them on the phone. And I released the goodness of the Lord. You know, God gave me the power to do that. And I make no apologies about it. You know, I mean, I've seen people in the Bible that did these things for their children. The Bible says, well, Jacob, leaning upon his staff, he blessed all his children. And whatever he said was so. I mean, if he blessed this one this way, that's it. If he said this one to that, that was it. Well, I try to exercise that in myself from time to time. And I encourage godly fathers to do the same, or parents. And if you're head of family, even if you're a woman, you can do the same. If you're a single mother, you can do the same over your children. You bless them in the name of the Lord from time to time. You know, it took some of my children some time to figure it out. But now they figured it out. You know, they know that, you know, when they come, and I put a blessing from the Lord on that thing, you know, it's a done deal. You know, so, and I'm standing in the same position over this platform. You say, well, you know, just like Paul said, well, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Well, I was calling them little children. Well, I mean, he didn't give birth to all of them, or even none of them at all. So, you know, by the grace of God, you know, according to the privilege that the Lord has given me to bring the word of the Lord for encouragement in this room, I will declare some things for you today. And if all you got to do is believe it, you know, what you got to lose? You know, what you got to lose? Well, I'll tell you what you got to lose. You're going to lose every one of those 12 things, deadly things that we talked about last year. You're going to lose the fear and the anxiety. You're going to lose all of them. You're going to lose the sickness and disease. You're going to lose the disappointment and discouragement. You know, you're going to lose every one of those things. And down, all the way down to the fear, the oppression, disobedience, all those things. You're going to lose even the stagnation, the slumber. You're going to, that's all you got to lose. And instead, you gain all the great things that the Lord gave us in that write-up. Take advantage of it. And we want to hear as we go through this year. You know, I can tell you that, you know, I'm already so focused and experiencing the goodness of the Lord. You know, I'll let my wife give her own testimony later. But something happened to her already today, this morning. Praise God. I got up in the morning and we were praying. I laid my hands on her. Yeah, she'll tell you with her own mouth later on. You know, so I know by the grace of God, you know, there are many things that I myself want to experience in this quantum leap this year. It's starting already. You know, so what's it going to be for you? Are you going to believe God? Jesus said in Mark 9 and 23, and I'm going to be hammering this down on us throughout this year. If you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. I'm going to be hammering that down, throwing it down, you know, so we don't forget. Jesus is putting it, the responsibility right back in our laps. You know, so let's not say, well, maybe God this and that. No, that if you can only believe, that's all. That's what he said. You know, so I, you know, challenge everyone in this room today. I challenge people at the church Sunday night. I said, look, if you can only believe, because sometimes we wonder, well, the Lord put it back on us. If you can only believe. And we want to, and I've been, you know, trying to get to this transformation and transfiguration series. And I think I will, by the grace of God, get to it early this year. You know, every time I thought I'd do it, the Lord just said, wait a bit. So, but I think I will get to it by the grace of God. But the point will be this. We will come into a state where we're not always looking. And this may be strong for some people to take. You know, it's up to you. But we're coming into a state where we're not going to need to always be looking for God to do something. You know, you'll be able to do it yourself. You know, that's what the emergence of the sons of God is all about. You know, now there, you know, along you pray a lot, You know, two, it's not that we're going to stop praying. Oh, no. We even pray more. You spend a lot of time in prayer. You spend a lot of time, because that's where the strength comes from. But the prayer, there will be a shift in the way we pray this year. It's going to be about, give me this, give me that, Father, give me this, Father, give me that. It's not going to be about that. That's what we're coming into in the Transformation and Transfiguration series. And when we eventually emerge into being like Him. Now, when we'll be talking about emerge, you know, most people are thinking of the material and the physical things that we're going to get and the advancement we're going to make in this natural world. And that's there, too. And actually, there's going to be a lot of that. In fact, a whole lot of that. But silently, it's going to be this incredible thing. And that butterfly is coming out of that cocoon, you know. And my goodness, you know, when it happens, it's like you step out of the, 30 years it took Jesus. And finally, when he stepped out of there, my goodness, it was lightnings and thunderings all the time. You know, there was nothing I could stand before him. You know, it wasn't a matter of, oh, you know, maybe the devil will come out. In fact, the devils will be screaming even before he said anything. The moment they saw him like this, they start screaming. You know, have you come to torment us before our time? Leave us alone. And he said, no, come out of there. Huh, hallelujah. You know, so, you know, we're coming into that point. Remember, the Lord said, you know, that Christ was the firstborn among many brethren. You know, and to the intent that we were predestined into to become the likeness of his son, in the image of his son. You can read all about it. That's going to be a critical thing for us to understand in this quantum leap. How are we going to even get from where we are right now? You know, this part of it, I haven't even spoken at the church yet. I told them, I said, well, you're going to have to come on Sunday to hear the rest of it. So, because there was a lot of crowd there, people that were not, in, you know, normally go to our church, they always hear that we do something on New Year's Eve, and they just come from everywhere. We don't know where they come from. All of them come, you know. So, you know, I say just enough to get everybody excited, but I leave the good stuff for when those that come back, you know. So I say, well, if you come back on Sunday, and you hear the rest of it. You know, now many of them may not come back, but they do have their own home churches to go to or whatever. But if they do come back, then they'll hear the rest of it. Or some more of it. It won't be the rest. It'll be some more of it, I should say. I correct myself. So, but I'm telling you this right now, that there is something, you've been hearing me saying the Lord's cooking something. And the question is, can you smell it? Well, I have been smelling it. In fact, I'm tasting it now. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, you know, first you have to smell it. You know, sometimes the Lord gave us this, natural senses, you know, to help us enjoy life. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes, you know, just smelling the food helps you to enjoy the food. You know, if you don't smell it, you may not even enjoy it. If you can't taste it, well, for sure, you're not going to enjoy it, you know. So when you smell it, you may enjoy it. And, you know, those Nigerian and African dishes, oh, my goodness. And you can smell them. Can't even start to enjoy them. And then, my goodness, when you start to get into it, when you can taste it, if you've lost your smell, sense of smell and sense of taste, it's just as bad as anything else, because you can't really enjoy stuff. So that's why I keep saying, can you smell what the Lord is cooking? Because, you know, then you are expecting. And then when it's ready, he just gave us illustrations of things like that. He said, look, you know, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, so right now we should be kind of looking in the spirit towards that. I said, well, when it's ready, I'll come. Well, actually, it's been ready. We are the folks that are not ready. You know, and so the Lord wants to, you know, give us a chance to do a few more things. There's a few more things we got to do. You know, we got to bring in, you know, righteousness. You know, and at the end, you know, even up through the millennium, we'll bring in everlasting righteousness. But right now, we got to represent. We haven't been doing it. But so this year, as we emerge into some of that, God's going to bring us into a place where we're not going to be constantly asking God, do this, do the other. Father, give me this, Father. Jesus talked about it all the time. We just didn't understand what he was saying. He said, look, that's what the heathen, which we today call unbelievers, you know, that's what they do. You know, they're seeking after these things. And the things that they are seeking after, that's what the church has been seeking after. We're just using the name of the Lord to try to get it. And those who are Pentecostals are even the worst. You know, we're using the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, to try to get the same things that unbelievers are going for. It's the same thing. People speak in tongues, you know, for hours. They're just praying for their material needs. What's that all about? Your Father already knows you have need of these things. That's what Jesus taught. You know, so, but when we do all of that, we are still babies. You know, so, babies in the faith, look, God doesn't want stunted growth children. So this year, not only will we emerge, quantum leap experience coming in your faith. Now, the way for faith to even walk to that level is you must use what you got. You can't, faith is not going to increase if you don't use what you already got. That's how it works. Money, on the other hand, when you use it, you have less. The more you use, the less you have. Faith, well, which is the currency of the realm that we belong to, when you use it, the more you use it, the more you have. You know, so, you know, Jesus, they came to Jesus, increase our faith. Of course, he did not do anything that would magically increase their faith. He told them how to increase their faith. He said, look, use what you already got. If you have, if you think what you got is a very tiny faith, then use it. If you have it, even though it's as small as a grain of a mustard seed, use it. And then, you know, you'll see something that will happen. Use your faith. You know, so this year, I am going to be challenging people to show me your faith by your works. If you tell me you have faith and you don't have any testimonies of works, then your faith is dead. That's what James was saying. So faith with action equals believing. If you have faith only and there's no action, which is works, then you have not believed anything, or you are not believing anything. And we're going to be coming against, and even right now today, I'm coming against the posture and the label that we use for ourselves, call ourselves believers, but we don't believe the word of God. You know, why would you call yourself a believer when you don't believe what God is saying? You know, so let's not just use labels and titles like, oh, I'm a believer. What does that mean? You know, if you're a believer, then go out and lay hands on the sick. And let them be healed and come here and tell us. Hallelujah. Even from your family, lay hands on your spouse. Let the fire of God come upon them. And let them come and tell us. Lay hands on your children, you know, and so forth. You know, that's what the Bible says. These signs shall follow them that believe. Check those signs. If those signs are not following you, are you really a believer? You know, so let's not just use labels. We're going to go into action this year. Now, quantum leap also, you know, requires action. You know, if you're going to, and, you know, I wasn't thinking about it, but now when I look back, I saw that even this year or last year, we have a media team for our church that, you know, they make flyers and different things like that. So, you know, and I reached out to them to make us a flyer for the crossover night. And they sent me different versions to pick one. I sent them to my daughter who's here right now, Olunife, and say, well, let's take a look at this, you know, and so forth. And we ended up picking one. And now that I think about it, actually, I thought about it, you know, a day or two ago or so as well. But afterwards, when I thought about it, there was this thing. Maybe I'll post it on our forum. There was this person that was trying to leap from one mountain or the edge of a cliff to another. You know, I was like, oh, now how in the world is he going to make it? Because the picture was taken in the air, you know, he's trying to leap. And then, you know, this whole thing with the quantum leap, I mean, everything is just prophetic how God is showing this thing. I mean, God uses some of these natural things that you don't even think about to speak to you. And my goodness, well, how are you going to jump from where you are? Remember, God told Abraham, from the place where you are, how are you going to leap across this huge gulf that is between where you are and where you need to be? Well, I don't know, but God knows. What I do know is your faith with action will carry you. It's like the jet fuel that you need. That's right. You know, so, you know, that's what we're going to do for this year. We're going to take off. My other daughter shared this wonderful writing on Captain speaking to people taking off for the new year. And I said, wow, you know, that's good. You know, so I've already taken off. Have you taken off or is your plane grounded? There are some people's planes that are grounded. Well, maybe it's weather. Maybe it's, you know, whatever. I don't know. You know, their plane is just grounded. And I'll tell you, some of the things that will ground your plane faster than anything else are listed in those, write-up that I gave. I'm going to read. I didn't particularly call this out, but this is the negative side. But I'm going to read it to you right now. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. This will ground your plane for 2024 faster than anything else I know. Or maybe this is what grounded some people's planes in 2023. You know, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Well, when you're sitting in a plane, the weather report comes in, and they say, well, you know, and then the captain will ground the plane for safety reasons. They got to make sure that, you know, everything is right before they can get into the air. Otherwise, they might be putting everybody at risk, you know. So when they're looking at the wind and all these things, you know, wind conditions and different things and blizzards and whatever, they're not going to head out into. If they're already in the air when it happens, that's a different thing. But if they were about to set out and, you know, these negative reports came in, they're going to try to sit it out a bit until they feel that the conditions are right, that they can take it on. Well, I'll tell you what this verse means. When you are looking around for all the reasons why you can't do it, then you won't do it. You know, it's what this verse is saying. When you say, well, there's a lion in the street, well, then you won't go out today. When you say, well, it's about to rain, well, you're not going to go out to the field and plow the field. You know, so when you just look at all of the unbelief and the looking around at outward appearance of things will ground your plane. And we need to take off. And God has cleared us. Our captain has cleared us for takeoff. Hallelujah. You know, did you fasten your seatbelt? I mean, we were not allowed to take any excess baggages with us. So, but we're on the plane now. Fasten your seatbelts. You're ready for takeoff. Well, I'm ready. In fact, I think I took off already. Praise the Lord. Now, don't let your plane be grounded. And what is the flight path that you're on this time around? You know, we're not going around in circles. No. you know, some people went around in circles. A lot of people, actually millions of people, went around in circles for 40 years, and they ended up dying in the wilderness. And they couldn't get to what God wanted to give them. Well, we're not doing any of that stuff. We will not die in the wilderness. But getting into the promised land. And it begins now. It started actually last year. You know, late last year, I said, look, leave all those things behind. You know, now, if you are looking at the wind, you will not sow anything. And if you are looking at the clouds, because you didn't sow, you're not going to reap anything either. So don't be looking at the boisterous winds. Don't be looking at the giants in the land. Don't be looking at all the reasons why you can't go through. You got to go through. Isaiah 62 and verse 10 says, go through, go through. You know, you got to go through. Praise the Lord. And there will be opportunities that will come our way this year. The Lord will remind you when those opportunities come your way, you got to go through. There will be open doors that the Lord has set before you. You know, now, the way it's going to work, though, is this. There is a story I am going to share with you. You know, the first I want to remind you of the story at the Red Sea. When they were at the Red Sea, they were looking at the Red Sea. All they saw was the reason why they couldn't move forward. You know, but, you know, God didn't want them to just stand there. You know, once you move forward, great things will happen. You know, God told Moses, you've got to move forward. Why are you standing here, you know, and then just looking? You got to move forward. You know, so, but here's a story that I actually want to tell you. Now, Joshua was a man of action. He was there with Moses at the Red Sea, just like everybody else. And he heard the things, and he experienced the same fear that everybody experienced initially. And but what he might have heard what God told Moses, how they needed to move forward. Well, so eventually, you know, there are some stories also, you know, concerning his time. Let's read in Joshua chapter 3. Let's read from verses 13 through about 17. This is the story I want to tell us. And, you know, in this place, of course, the Lord is telling Joshua certain things. You know, God has made Joshua now a commander of the people, right? You know, so Moses is gone. Joshua is torn now. And so they're going to move and do some things. Let me just read part of the story. Joshua rose up early in the morning. They removed from Shittim, came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. Now, they needed to pass over. They got to pass over Jordan because that's what the Lord told them. You got to cross over to Jordan on the other side in order for you to get to Promised Land. You know, so they need to pass over. So there's something there, you know. And it came to pass after 3 days, all the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, look, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests of the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Now, and this is very critical. The ark must go first with the priests, and then you follow. Well, you know, those of us that have and bear the word of the Lord, that bear the ephod, or the Urim and Thummim, or you might say, I have the word of the Lord, we are commanded to go and make a way for the people. Isaiah 62:10 say, cast up a highway, make a way for the people of the Lord to pass over. And that's what we've been trying to do. So, This ark, the word of the Lord, has gone before you, telling you to leave all those negative things behind and follow the ark for this year. And the first thing the ark is telling you this year is, look, you're going to experience something. There's a voice coming out of the ark now telling you you're going to experience something. And be ready. It won't be anything that you were prepared for. You know, but God's going to do it. Now, you know, he told them some of the things, you know, get yourselves ready, sanctify yourself, and so forth. Now, verse 6, Joshua spoke to the priest and said, take up the ark of the covenant. We're ready now. Praise the Lord. You know, well, I've been ready, waiting for this for a long time, but I'm ready, ready. You know, so take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before these people. Praise God. Now, you coming? And they took up the ark of the people and went before the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify you in the sight of all of Israel. That's right. That they may know that as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And the Lord put his stamp of approval right there on it. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, well, when you come to the brink of the water, this is what you will do. Hallelujah. You know, where you will stand still and in Jordan. And the Lord, you know, he gave Joshua the strategy. And Joshua knew what to do. So he spoke to the children of Israel. He said, look, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Well, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, come hither and hear the words of the Lord for 2024. You know, there's something we're about to do. We're crossing over this Jordan. Enough already of this, you know, you've dwelt long enough on this mountain, God told them. It's time for you to pass over. Okay, so, and the Lord, and so Joshua and the people say, hereby shall you know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from you all of these things. Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, and all of them. Going to drive them out. And behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth before you unto Jordan. Now therefore, take ye 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, you know, following the pattern of Moses. Out of every tribe a man, and it shall come to pass. This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. It shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord, even the Lord of the whole earth, as soon as their feet shall touch the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be piled up. Cut off from the waters coming down from above, and they shall stand up on a heap. It's Joshua's turn now. He saw Moses do it, and now it's his turn. Well, and then Moses himself, he's seen the Lord do it before in Genesis. The Lord showed it to him. How the Lord said, let the waters be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. The Lord showed Moses that, and he wrote it. And so, you know, and he experienced it in person at the Red Sea. Now, Joshua has seen it. Now, he's turn now. He said, look, but here's what you must do. You've got to go forward. You got to get not only to the brink of Jordan, you got to step on. As long as you are still outside, it's going to still be River Jordan. And River Jordan is a fierce river at certain times of the year. It overflows its banks and different things. And there are other waters coming from the hills and so forth, pouring down into it. And, you know, it can be a fearsome sight. You know, how are you going to cross this thing? But once the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord shall rest on the waters, well, praise God. I would like to believe that the Lord gave me the word for this house. So that makes me one of the people that got to go in front and tell the people to come along. And I believe that my feet have touched on that Jordan, but I'm not standing still. So I am going to prophesy. That's right. Today, to everyone that is here, that even as our feet, mine and yours, have now touched down on River Jordan, let the waters be cut off, you know, from the waters that are coming from above. Let them stand up on a heap. Let the waters be gathered together on either side, and let the dry land appear. And let the ransom of the Lord pass through. Hallelujah. And you are passing through, coming along, and we're leaving nobody behind. you know. And if you try to be left behind, well, I don't drag you along. You know, one time God told, send a couple of angels to tell, you know, Lord, get out of there. You know, and while he was still lingering, because of the mercy of the Lord, the Lord grabbed a hold of him, his family, and everything. The angel of the Lord did. Get his hand out of there. Look, I can't destroy this place until you get out. So don't drag your feet. Get out. Come along. And so, you know, you're coming along. And we're going to the other side. We're not dying in this wilderness. We've dwelt in this mountain long enough. It's now time for us to cross over this Jordan. And there are some things that we must do, you know. All of it will be driven by the single word, believe. But as thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened before you. Something will happen as you take the steps. Something will come to accelerate and catapult you. You may not know where it comes from, but you got to take those steps. Some people say a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a simple or a single step. But you got to take that first step. By faith, you take that step. That means you're believing. Jesus told Peter, and Peter said, well, can I come? And Jesus said, well, come. I mean, Jesus was walking on the water. Peter thought, well, that's an amazing thing. And Jesus said, well, it's not that amazing. You can do it too. Just come. You know, and that's exactly what Jesus thinks of you and me. He thinks we can do these things. Why did he think so? Well, he knows he has already enabled us to do it. In fact, he said it. You know, in John chapter 14 and verse 12, he said, look, the works that I do, the same shall you do if you believe. You know, so he that believeth on me, it's all about believing. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, the same shall he do. So, Peter, do you believe? Say, yeah. Well, come on now. Get in the water and come to me. And, you know, because the Lord knew he could do it. You know, the Lord already knew he could do it. The Lord didn't pray for Peter at that time. Say, you know, I pray the Holy Ghost will give you strength and power and thing to walk on the water. No, he didn't say any of that. He just told him, come. You know, because he already knew Peter could do it. And I'm telling you, the Lord already knows that you can do it. And we can do it. All you got to do is, but you must step out of the boat by faith. You know, stepping out is action. If you say, well, I can do it. Well, if that's you, Lord, bid me come on water. Well, it's me. Come on down. No, you can't step out and then doubt on the way and say, oh, my goodness, I can't walk on water. Then you are going to start to sink. You know, so, you know, all these things that Jesus, in his all the gospels were just about Jesus's natural life, how he lived among the people, the things he was teaching his disciples so we can learn from it. You know, it wasn't really his heavenly side. It was just his natural side, showing us that these are the things, the works I do, the same you shall do. You know, so we got to believe to the point where we can do the things. You know, and it's not always Christ that has to do and do and do for us. He's already done for us. And he already given us that power. And he already said, it is finished. Now, it's now time for you to do. Praise the Lord. But we just don't believe it, that we can do it. That's why we are not able to do it. But as we step into this Jordan, you know, it's going to part. I'm stepping in by faith this morning. This is the first day in this our morning room this year. And we're going to make it like this journey that Jordan and the priests and all the people embarked on. Praise the Lord. But along the way, something is going to happen if you faint not. Now, if you faint, then, you know, we can't really help you. But you must not faint. And we're going to be coming at you with encouragement. Make sure you don't faint. Something is going to happen along this journey. It's called a quantum leap for this year. Now, there's nothing you can do to practice for how to leap over a 10-story building when you cannot jump over 5 foot. There's nothing you can do that can prepare you for it. You can try, you can get in shape, and you should. And that's good, you know. But you can't do it. There's no way you can do it. Not even with a pole vault. It's too high. You know, so, you know, you're going to have to believe, you know, that God's going to do something that will transcend your natural ability to attain even that level. You're not going to be able to do it without the Lord. But the Lord is going to do it in you and through you. That's right. So that's where we're headed for this year. And so remember these three words. Quantum Leap 2024. And what's the jet fuel that is behind all of that? Believe. I told the folks, excuse me, I said, look, maybe I will actually do it. Because, you know, I need to do the things that I say that people should do. I may do it. I told folks on Sunday night, I said, look, I think you should make yourselves a T-shirt that says, believe, or I believe. I think I believe is even better. You know, I might make myself some T-shirt like that this year. I'll be wearing it because I am going to believe the Lord for incredible things in my life. You know, I am looking for the Lord to show me great and mighty things, Jeremiah 33:3, that I don't know yet. I'm believing God to increase me and my family more and more, just like he says in Psalm 115. He said, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. You know, I've always believed the Lord's going to increase my children. And I've always focused on the Lord increasing my children. I didn't quite focus on my own personal increase because I'm like, the Lord increased my children, that's me increasing. You know, but, you know, I had an encounter with the Lord this weekend. It made me realize that that's not the way the Lord said it. The Lord actually said in Psalm 115 and verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I said, wow, why was I always only focused on my children? Because I thought, well, you know, I'm already where I am. You know, it's my children that need this stuff. The Lord said, no, that's not what I said. You know, you can't take part of the word of God. I said, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. That's not the way you said it. You know, so I'm actually believing, you know, and that's a different kind of increase that I'm looking for. But I'm believing, you know, supernatural increase. You know, I want the Lord, I mean, show me things that I could never know. Take me places that I could never get to. Hallelujah. Give me experiences that I could never experience on my own before. Hallelujah. And give me souls. Hallelujah. Souls this year. You know, look, people can do anything they want, but, you know, I want to impact more people. I want souls for the kingdom. You know, I want to see this thing that God has promised us. Since the 70s, you know, I have been saying, we're going to have revival. We're going to do this. And I experienced some stuff in the 70s, which have not even yet been paralleled. But we got to get more. So, you know, for me, I'm saying, Lord, this is it. Because you said quantum leap. I don't know how I'm going to get there. But I'm going to do the part that I can do, which is like seek the Lord. I put myself through many days of fasting and praying. Because, well, you know, I want to do, see what the Lord's going to say. That's for break down my flesh. You know, that's not to get, you know, anything from the Lord. You know, but it's to break your flesh down so that you can, you know, you can sustain the power of God. That's it. You know, that's why we fast and pray. It's not, that's not what's going to, you know, get anything from God. But it's going to break your flesh down so that you can actually handle, you know, the power of God. So I need to handle that. So I'll be praying about that. You'll be praying about that too. And it's coming this year. And then, of course, the one that everybody's waiting for, because the visible manifestation around us in material things, that's the one that gets people's attention the most. But you'll be surprised what the Lord's going to do this year. So that's our lesson for today. And I am going to pray and decree over the room. Remember, when we did the prophetic prayers and prophetic release, I'm going to remind you this, that there are times you pray and there's times that you release. And you got to be doing both every day of this new year. You will pray and then you release. It's not every time you pray. Sometimes you pray, sometimes you release. You know, Matthew 21, verse 22 talks about prayer. Well, Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24 talk about release. In one place he says, what things soever you ask in prayer, you will believe or receive. Well, that's Matthew 21, 22. That's fine. Prayer is good and you must do it. But in Mark 11, Jesus wasn't talking about praying at all. He was talking about you speaking and releasing and dealing with the situation. You know, so there'll be mountains come against us, or we've just suddenly found, you know, like you're on the sea and suddenly this iceberg appears from nowhere. These mountains will be, we're going to have to deal with these things. It's not all the time you're going to pray. You're going to have to say to the mountain, hallelujah, deal with it. You know, that's what Jesus was teaching us, all these things, that you can actually do this. You know, you can do it. You know, but I don't know if his disciples comprehended it or not. At least not before they received the Holy Ghost, they didn't. You know, and many of us still don't comprehend that we can actually do these things. You know, but God's going to make us see that you can do and you will do these things. Because every word of God, Jesus said, there's not one word that will fall to the ground. Heaven and earth may be removed, but not one thing in the word of God that will not be fulfilled. So if Jesus said in John 14, 12, that the works I do, he that believeth on me shall do the same. That means that thing must be fulfilled. If it hasn't been fulfilled, then it will be fulfilled. And everything that was said in the word of God will be fulfilled. And we are the generation, folks. Praise the Lord. Now, let me release. I'll pray first and then I'll release over the room. Father, I thank you, Lord. Once again, 2023 is gone. And we're now in 2024. What a beauty. You know, and God prophetically showing me, you know, the meaning of the leap year. The leaping even in the flyer of the person from one place to another, and then the Holy Spirit giving the words, Quantum Leap 2024. And Lord, I thank you because even this year witnesses that this will be a leap year. Hallelujah. It is a year for you to leap. It's a year for you to fly. And some of you will even experience a quantum leap. That's, you're going to be propelled beyond your natural ability to leap. Some people have the ability to leap, but, you know, God will go beyond that for you this year. Praise the Lord. Now, I thank you, Lord, for all the people that come in this room every day and for the confidence they are put in this room for them to know that they will hear the word of God. And for their sakes, Lord, may I continue to sanctify myself. You know, the Bible says that, you know, he that hath the word of the Lord must speak the word of the Lord faithfully. May we continue to speak the word of the Lord faithfully to the people. Thank you for this new year. It'll be an amazing year for all of us. Many of us emerge in 2023, Lord. But this year we must experience a quantum leap, because that's what you said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me release this anointing for quantum leap into your lives for 2024. That's it. Glory to God. I am going to assume that everybody in this room wants it. I'm not even going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm going to assume that you do want this. Now, I don't believe that there's anybody here in this room that will not want, first, that does not need and will not want a quantum leap for 2024. So, I'm going to pray over everybody in the room and I release the anointing for Quantum Leap through 2024 upon your life according to the word of the Lord. Now, Lord, I thank you for your word. You said the Lord, he sent his word, and great are the people that publish it. I thank you for the privilege to be one of the publishers of the word of God. And I am publishing the word of God upon the lives of everyone that's in this room today. Glory to God. Now, let, now the word, remember, the word let is so powerful. Now, let the heavens release upon everyone that's in this room the anointing for a quantum leap for 2024. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all you got to do, not raise your hand this time, put the word amen in the chat room. That's it. Type the word amen in the chat room as I release these things. Now, the heaven has no permission to give or do anything for you unless you believe. And the devil knows it. And he will go to God and say, you can't do that for her because she's not believing anything. And she's not releasing your word. Devil knows it. So, your faith with action, meaning you, that you believe and you're expecting, is what gives heaven the permission to release. Hallelujah. Now, as you put amen in the chat room, I'm taking that as your belief. Now, for everyone, Lord, that says amen, let me better stop for a minute and type my own amen in there. For everyone, Lord, that says amen today, I say, let the heavens open up. The windows that are in heaven, open up and pour out the anointing for quantum leap into the lives of those that said amen. Hallelujah. I also say, according to the word of the Lord, let the waters that are covered up the substance of the Lord in your life, let them be gathered together in one place. And let the substance be revealed. Hallelujah. Let it appear for that. In the name of Jesus. I also declare this morning and afternoon for some of you, as your legs, as your feet touch upon, you know, this proverbial Jordan River for us, let the waters be gathered together on either side. Let the dry land appear for you to pass through. Hallelujah. We're passing through. Glory to God. And Lord, this is day two of our first month this year. I thank you, Lord. I give you all the praise. I give you glory. But even though it's day two, it's day one in this Walking with God room and on this platform this year. So how appropriate that we should come, Lord, at such a time as this and go forward before the people and tell them, come along in Jesus' name. Even as you have declared, go through, hallelujah, and cast out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I have lifted the standard up today. It is Quantum Leap 2024. Driven by your capacity to believe. That's the standard. We've casted out the stones and all the things. You know, gather out all these things that will hinder you. Leave them behind. We did that last year. And we're going forward in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, say not in your heart, how will this thing be? Don't say that in your heart. If you say that in your heart, well, that's limiting the Holy One of Israel. And that's not sanctifying the word of promise. But say in your heart, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Now go ahead, type that in the chat room. Be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. That's it. Amen. That's the same thing as amen means. You know, be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. That's what amen means. You know, so don't even think it to say, oh, how is it going to be? That's not your concern. You know, don't worry about that. You know, that's not your concern at all. So you just say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Now, and blessed is she that believed. Well, there is a she in this room today. Luke 1 and 45. There is a she in this room today. And there is a he also in this room, because Jesus said, you know, to him that believeth. So whether you are a he or a she in this room today, be it unto me according to thy word, O Lord, if you can only believe. Hallelujah. Let me stop and type this for myself also. You know, I don't want to be a teacher of something that I am not myself doing. The Bible says, well, then you'll be the least in the kingdom. Be it unto me according to thy word, O Lord. That's right. Yeah, so as you say it, as you declare it, as you believe it this morning, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. I see a key, a hand, put a hand in the thing in the hole and turn it. And there's a door that swings open. And now you must go through. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, right now, things are falling off. Chains are falling. Bars have been cut asunder. Gates have been broken. Doors have been opened for you. That's right. Because all it took is for one person to obey. The Bible says by one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world. And that through that sin, death passed upon all. And contrarywise, through one man's obedience, you know, righteousness came into the world. And life upon all. Now, all God needs is one person to obey. And now you imagine what will happen when 2, 10, 20, 50 people obey. Well, Lord, I have obeyed thy word this morning. I have come here and I have declared, you know, Bible says, well, I will declare thy word to thy brethren. I am the children you have given me are for signs and wonders. Well, I have declared thy word, Lord, unto them today. Jesus himself said it in John chapter 17. He said, I have declared unto them thy name. I have declared to them thy word and all these things. So, Lord, we have declared thy word today. And your people have believed. Jesus said, well, they have believed. You know, that I came from you and that you sent me. Lord, also I thank you because these people have believed today. That's why they are here. That you have given me the word of God to share with them. And together, they will go places this year. Hallelujah. The Lord will make your feet like hinds' feet. That's right. He's going to accelerate. He's going to catapult you. He's going to give you an experience that is beyond your ability. That's what quantum leap means. You can't do it. And you could never do it on your own. I mean, you try and you should try. You know, and you will be able to accomplish some things in your natural ability. But God will give you an experience that you could not have attained on your own, no matter what you did. That's what the quantum leap is all about. And it's coming for you. And it has started already. I thank you, Lord Almighty. And I cover this declaration by the blood of Jesus. I close all the eyes of the gazing spirits and the muttering spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. And all the mouths, every tongue that will rise up to say, you know, this and that. I close them up in Jesus' name. All we want to hear are the tongues of those that shall say, praise the Lord. The tongues of those that shall rejoice. The hands that shall clap and celebrate success in the lives of all of these, your children that are here today. Hallelujah. For ye, hallelujah, this year, saith the word of the Lord, you shall certainly experience these things. Some of you will leap. Some will fly, but many will experience a quantum leap. And you shall go out with joy, saith the Lord, and you'll be led forth with peace. in this 2020, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field. Now that's all the trees of the field. They will clap their hands for you. And instead of the thorn, you know, all the things that brought distress before, they'll come in the pleasantness of the fir tree. Instead of the briar and the myrtle, you know, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. Instead of the bramble bush, that will come up, you know, the pleasant trees of the Lord. And it shall be to the Lord for a name. Hallelujah. The reason God's going to do all of these things is to get himself renowned. It's because of his name. That's what Jesus prayed. He said, look, I've declared unto them thy name. It's all about his name. Hallelujah. Yeah, I've told the people in this room multiple times. His word is his bond, but his name is his reputation. And it's all about his name. And as long as you are called by the name of the Lord, he will be jealous over that name that's in your life. We're going to see the abundance of the seas converted unto you in 2024, beginning in 2024. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you, Lord, the praise. I give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.